Yo, what's going on, y'all? This is Ace. Welcome back to the Trap Life with Ace podcast. This is episode number 12. Right back at it. I've been on this on a short hiatus. Been a couple months, but I'm right back at it again, guys. I'm here again. I will be dropping an episode a day, so stay tuned, stay plugged in. It's all a part of the life pursuit of entrepreneurial excellence. Say it with me, y'all. Trap Life is the life pursuit of entrepreneurial excellence. I'm flipping the whole trap thing. A lot of our people are stuck up in that trap. Let's move from the trap into the trap life, all right? Where we'll be developing businesses, building brands, building legacies for our communities and our families. And that's what it's all about, is pursuing it. Lifelong pursuit of entrepreneurial excellence. So in this episode, I'm gonna tell you guys why I went on this short hiatus. The last couple of months, I've faced quite a few bumps in the road. As you know, my entrepreneurial pursuit today, nowadays, is e-commerce. I've been running e-commerce stores for the past 4 years, and just building out different stores and having these different experiences. And also, I'm going to be discussing two things that kind of put a little bit of a wrinkle in the road for me. Those two things are, one, merchant accounts, merchant account holds, and number two, the marketing platform that you decide to use and how much power they hold over whether or not they'll allow you to advertise on their platform. In this case, we're going to be talking about Facebook. All right, so let's get into the first piece, which is merchant accounts and how to avoid the merchant account holds from stagnating and crippling your business. So I use a company called Stripe as my merchant account. Now, if you're not familiar with what a merchant is a company that is the conduit between a customer paying for your product and you receiving that money. They are the ones who do the transaction for you. A customer enters their credit card information. The merchant account clears that money, authorizes and clears that transaction, and deposits that money into your account. They get paid a fee for doing so. The industry standard is 2.9% plus 30 cents. That's the fee that they charge. That's the name of the game. But that's neither here nor there. That really doesn't matter in this particular case. Now, most recently, Stripe decided to hold some money on one of my accounts. I do hold multiple accounts across multiple Stripe accounts. And they held money from one account because I started to receive a higher rate of chargebacks than normal, than the normal risk threshold that merchant accounts are willing to undergo. And what that means is this: for every 100 transactions, the typical merchant account, based on your type of business, only wants to see one out of every 100 come back as a chargeback. So, what's a chargeback? A chargeback is when a customer is dissatisfied with the process, whether they did not receive the product at the time they wanted to, or if there is a fraudulent charge and the person whose account the charge was made on calls their credit card company or their bank and says, "I don't recognize this charge. Something is going on here." Okay, now in the drop shipping business, chargebacks are typical. Why? Because most of us ship products from overseas. And when you ship a product from overseas directly to a customer without you having to hold on to any inventory, you are relying on the time that it takes from that overseas supplier to ship a product to your customer. And that time is generally longer than what they're gonna get from Amazon. All right. So a lot of us guys, we're competing with Amazon, y'all. The 800-pound gorilla. Now they're like the 2-ton behemoth that's just slapping all the little guys like us. Now, I'm no millionaire yet. All right. I'm in the pursuit of being such. I can't compete with Amazon. I can't, with the drop shipping business model, I can't compete with delivering a product in 2 days, 3 days to a person if I don't hold that inventory on hand or in a warehouse locally. And if I'm using an international supplier, it's going to take 7 or maybe even 15 days for the product to receive by the customer. Now, no matter how many times you mention that in the confirmation email when a person orders the product from you, no matter how many times you mention it in the product page itself or in the terms and conditions page or whatever the case is, people don't care. If they don't receive the product in the time that they want it, they're not going to contact you. They're going to call their bank and say, hey, I didn't get this product. Please put my money back on my card. So merchant accounts are responsible for those chargebacks. And like I mentioned, the industry standard is a 1% chargeback rate. I hit 1.2%, and my gosh, the Stripe decided to hold thousands and thousands of dollars. Now, this is not the first time this has happened to me. And in fact, I avoid certain merchants because they are easier for customers to place chargebacks with. And we're going to discuss that in a little bit. But Stripe decided to hold several thousands of dollars in revenue, limiting me from being able to pay for those products and also maintain advertising, right? Now, of course, I have an emergency fund and I have certain emergency backups where I can cover the expenses for the products and all those different things. But I had a particular product that was just selling really, really well. And the amount of revenue that we received was in excess of what I had set aside for an emergency fund. I didn't expect it to do that well, but it went great. The product went through the roof, right? To the moon, as they say. Held several thousand dollars overnight, said, we're not going to release this money. We're actually going to wait to find out, how other customers are feeling about this. And we're going to hold your money for at least 90 days. Oh my gosh, are you guys serious? 90 days? I have to pay for these people's products. I have to get this product out. I also have to maintain my advertising. In fact, I would like to scale so that I can increase the volume of sales that I'm making and increase my revenue. Now, why would I want to continue doing business with you, Stripe, if you're going to do this to me? Well, Stripe is one of the main companies that are being used nowadays by a lot of us e-commerce guys. So let's talk about how you can avoid this situation from happening to you. First and foremost, please let your customers know how long the product might take to get in their hands from the day that they order it. That might not stop someone from putting in a chargeback. Most people don't read their receipts. Most people never make it to the bottom of a product description page to see that disclaimer being made. And also, most people do not read your terms and conditions or your refund policy or your shipping policy information that is on the website. Most people care only about buying the product and receiving it. And of course, as I mentioned, they are basing how long it's going to take for that product to be received on prior experience with other e-commerce stores that they purchased from, primarily Amazon. Okay, so please make sure you do that. That's number one. Number two, keep an open dialogue with customers who complain about not receiving a tracking number. Where's my product? They can cuss you out. They can feel afraid about, having to respond to someone who is dissatisfied or disgruntled. But please, please, please make sure that you keep an open dialogue with that person. That will help avoid a lot of trouble in the future. And third, which is, I think, is the most important piece, is for you to maintain merchant accounts with more than one merchant provider. Spread it across the board. As I mentioned, I have had and still do have multiple Stripe accounts. And if you already are using Stripe, you can have multiple business accounts under Stripe that you can kind of spread things across. If Stripe shuts down one account, it does not spread to the other accounts that are associated with that same Stripe login information. Okay, so you can have multiple. I have multiple. I've been able to keep business going simply because I have multiple Stripe accounts available. I simply switch over if the account that is being the money's being held on, I'm not using that to clear any other further transactions. I'm going to switch over to another account. Okay, so that is very, very important. Now, is Stripe the only game in town? Absolutely not. Another game in town is PayPal. All right. PayPal operates a little bit differently. They are quicker to hold your money than Stripe is. So, we tend not to use PayPal for that reason because I've had this situation happen to me in the past. When I first got started, had almost $100,000 being held by PayPal, and they held that for 90 to 120 days. So you can imagine what kind of headache that caused, right? But it is important to spread it across, which means that whoever you are banking with, whether you're banking with Bank of America or Wells Fargo or whatever, whoever you're banking with your business or personal checking accounts or banking accounts, whatever, ask them about their merchant services, especially if you have a business account with the bank, because they can see that you're actually generating income, you have revenue, you have daily deposits exceeding a certain amount. They know that you're actually in business, right? And they have your business information already on file. So it makes it a little bit easier to kind of negotiate. And most of them are willing to negotiate with you to compete with the current merchants that you're using. So early in the episode, I mentioned that your merchant is typically going to charge 2.9% plus 30 cents. And that is important to keep that number in mind because that is across the board the standard for merchants. Services and merchant providers. So use that as a bargaining chip. Some banks tend to charge higher. Some banks are willing to match or even make it lower so that you will generate business with them. The more money you generate with a merchant, the less they'll be charging in fees. If you're doing $100,000 per month, they're going to keep it around that 2.9%. But if you're going to $1 million per month in revenue, then you're probably going to get a better rate, somewhere close to 1% plus a standard 30%, excuse me, 30 cent charge. So what does that mean? For every $100, expect for them to take out 2.9%, which would be $2.90 plus 30 cents, so it makes it a grand total of $3.20. So you'll be receiving $96.80 for every $100 transaction placed through your merchant account. That is important, okay? Because if you're making $100,000, right, then that means you'll be receiving $96,800 in regards to what you'll be pulling out net from that merchant. So keep that in mind. So let's just review. Three things you want to do: make the customers aware of how long it's going to take for them to get their product and if there's any issues. Second, you want to make sure that you keep open dialogue as far as customer service is concerned. Third, you want to spread it across the board as far as who you're using to be your merchant provider. Spread it across the board so when a hit situation comes up, and they will come up, make sure that you are spread, not being so high risk with only having one merchant account servicing your business. Okay. And then the extra on top of that, here's the extra that I'm going to give you guys. Please, 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 if you see any charges that may be deemed fraudulent, please contact the customer and ask them to verify the billing address and phone number of the card that they use to make the purchase. A lot of people tend to, we know that scammers are out there. There are people who will place an order in California. Their IP address is a California IP address. However, they're using the billing information from a location in Nebraska, and they're having you ship that product to them in California. Sometimes people are on vacation. Absolutely fine, cool. That's all great. But please check and make sure that the person making the purchase is actually the person who owns that card. It's just sad, but I at one point I was selling jewelry, and this jewelry was, let's say, hip hop jewelry, and we had to make it a rule that if you're gonna order this jewelry, you have to make sure your billing and shipping address match. Why? For some reason, people who buy hip hop jewelry are scammers. I don't want to stereotype, but my gosh, it's a high risk. It was crazy how many people were putting in orders, and the shipping address was in a completely different city and state than their billing address. And the fraudulent rates were so high that we had to create a rule that if you're going to place an order on this particular website, buying this jewelry, you have to make sure you're shipping to the same billing address. And that was that, right? That helped solve that problem, help avoid a lot of issues. So that's just the extra tidbit that I want to give you guys when it comes to how you deal with your merchant accounts, reducing chargebacks, reducing fraud, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. And then the next piece is your advertising platform, who you're using to advertise with, and how much power they hold over your success. That is a big deal, right? So I've had a situation with Facebook where Facebook actually shut down some of my accounts. And over time, they've been giving me more and more problems with particular accounts. Now, when I first got started with Facebook back, what was it, maybe 15, 16, 17, maybe 17 years ago, whatever. Maybe even, maybe no, but probably more, maybe like 18 years ago. I didn't use my real name, the name that's on my identification, right? And as a result of that, with Facebook now being highly scrutinized by the federal government when it comes to people's privacy and their users' privacy, et cetera, they have been extra tight. And they actually shut down an account asking me to verify who I am. And I did have multiple accounts on Facebook. They were able to connect that I had multiple accounts. They decided to shut down all the accounts that I was logging into from my IP address or whatever the case is, or all the accounts that I, business accounts that I was using to advertise for my particular stores. So what does that mean? That means that if I had an account that was my real name that I used to advertise, that account was in good standing, but was advertising for the same store that I had another account advertising for. The other account that I had advertising for had gotten hit with some violations. They shut that one down, and not too long after they shut the first account that I just mentioned, they shut that one down too. So two accounts down the drain. So over the last couple of months, I've had to start new accounts, build those accounts up, where as far as having users or friends on my friends list, over 100 friends and all this stuff, just to be able to get back on advertising game with Facebook. And that did really put a dent in our business. So you have to be careful with that, guys. Treat your customers right. Facebook is extra tight now with customer feedback. They know who's making purchases on your website. They're contacting once your website hits a certain amount of purchases on that particular pixel. And that's all technical information that we'll get to in a later episode. But they, in layman's terms, they know who's buying. And if they know who's buying, they contact the people who are buying and give them a survey asking them what their experience was buying from you. And if that experience was negative, they are going to penalize you. And how do they do that? They do that by either shutting your account down, or they will charge you more to convert a customer. For instance, if you're being charged $1 to get a sale from a customer, they will start to charge you $2 or even $3 for that same sale. Craziness, but that's just the name of the game. So how do you avoid that? Have multiple ad accounts, have multiple business managers that those ad accounts are under, and treat your customers right. Respond back to comments on time, respond back to private messages on time, and please make sure that you are treating your customers right. So drop shipping has gotten really tough lately, guys, and it's really, really starting to put a dent in people's businesses because of the long shipping times and some of those things that we are familiar with. So how do we avoid this in total or in general? We must start looking for local wholesalers. The prices may be a little bit higher. We may suffer a little bit on the margins, but in the long run, I believe it'll actually make better sense, and it'll actually pay out greater net profit because you'll be having less chargebacks, less negative feedback from your advertisers, which means they'll keep your ad spend costs low for every conversion, and that will help solve that problem. Okay. So I've dropped a lot of jewels for you guys in this particular episode. Stay plugged in. If you have any questions, any concerns, any comments, suggestions, whatever the case is, hit me up at Trep Life Ace, TrepLifeAce. All right. hit me up. Let me know how you guys are feeling. Stay plugged in, guys. I have a lot more coming every day. I'll be dropping new episodes. And I will be releasing our exclusive coaching program where you get to have me hold your hand and help you build your business. That's extremely important for new people. You need mentorship. You need guidance. And you need it to come from someone who is experienced. And I am here to tell you, I have been up and down. I've done a lot of things right and wrong. And you can learn one of two ways. The first, you can learn by modeling after those who are successful. And you can also learn by not modeling after those who are unsuccessful. And because I've done things right and wrong, I can tell you what to do and what not to do and help you, shorten your learning curve when it comes to building out e-commerce businesses. So stay plugged in, guys. We have that mentorship program coming soon. Also, we'll be having some done for you programs coming out where I'm offering our services, myself, a couple of business partners, and a team of ours, where we'll be able to actually build out stores for you, run your advertising for you, and really build out a business. And we just do a revenue share. It may cost you something up front just to get started. But of course, we can have an agreement where we do revenue share, where we share in the profits. And all you really have to do is just stay committed, stay active, and bring some of your ideas to the table, and we'll help you work those ideas through and get you going and started. Right. So, like I mentioned, stay plugged in at Trep Life. This has been Ace. Trep Life with Ace. We are living the Trep Life, the continuous life pursuit of entrepreneurial excellence. Let's get it.